It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Fixer Upper star Joanna Gaines' father is reportedly being investigated for possible involvement in a prostitution ring at two massage parlors. After a raid back in December of 2017, a video footage showed men allegedly paying for sex acts from women working at the locations. Rumors started swirling that it's Joanna Gaines' father who is involved in the massage parlors. However, he has not been identified in any video footage and no charges have been brought against him. The case remains open and ongoing. Game of Thrones star Emilia Clarke said it's more painful for Kit Harington to ride a dragon than it is for her.
Well, he was kind of, you know, arrogant about it and was like, I can do this. And then got on and was, and that was when I learned that men riding dragons is like a whole other thing than a lady who rides a dragon.
Oh, right.
A little because more uncomfortable
of,
for them.
Because of the human testicles.
A little bit. Exactly. Yes.
I will gladly aid Jon Snow back to health.
Oh, brother. She also
talked
about... I
thought you were going to say ride his dragon. I'm like, okay, Liz.
Her brother, I guess, is on the Game of Thrones crew. So she said that can be a little awkward sometimes.
Is he there during, like, the love scene that you had with Jon Snow?
Yeah, so there are some days he's like, oh, I'll swing by. Because he's, like, in the next unit that's, like, filming next door. And I'm like, no, it's good.
Not today.
I'm good. You can stay there. He's like, I just wanted to say hi. I haven't seen you.
Who do you think would be more embarrassed, you or him in that situation?
Definitely him. Yeah.
I would not want to see my brother or sister hooking up or nude.
Attorneys for Nicholas Sandman, a Covington Catholic High School student who was accused of mocking a Native American activist, has filed a $275 million lawsuit yesterday against NBC Universal over their coverage of the Kentucky teen. They accused the network of creating a false narrative driven by their anti-Trump agenda. The lawsuit is the third filed by the Sandman attorneys, according to major media outlets. They're alleging that NBC targeted the Covington Catholic High School students in their reporting on the January 18th encounter with the Native American activist Nathan Phillips at the Lincoln Memorial. The attorneys argue NBC Universal created a false narrative by portraying the confrontation as a hate crime committed by Nicholas Sandman. Ellen DeGeneres gave Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani a special gift yesterday. It was a large clock on her show because she says time is ticking and she's pushing for an engagement between the two.
Jennifer Lopez was here and I wanted to help her out with A-Rod because she wanted to marry him, obviously, like Gwen wants to marry you. And I gave her a clock that, you know, she could give to him that the clock is ticking, that time is passing.
Yeah.
And literally like a week later, he proposed to her. I have something for you to give her.
So she gave him the clock and he thought that was hilarious. So now we'll have to see if it is truly a tradition. Like she gave J-Lo and A-Rod the clock. They got engaged. So we'll see if Blake and Gwen end up getting engaged soon. Coming up in less than an hour, this artist got married in a surprise wedding after the Billboard Music Awards last night.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
All right, coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. If you're on food stamps, should you not be allowed to buy these items? It's a possible thing happening in Texas where we're on the air on the new 92.1 Radio Now, but I think a lot of places have some form of assistance, and this is a topic that's been done before. I want to see what people here on the Joe and Alex Show really think about it and if they agree or disagree. The number to get in the conversation early is 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. We'll talk about this in about 7 minutes here on Radio Now.